Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and today I'm sitting down with the gorgeous Mistress Marilyn from kinkadvisor.com. Hi, Miss Marilyn, how are you?
Hello. Well, after being called gorgeous, I'm feeling extra fabulous.
Well, you certainly are gorgeous. Okay, so I have many, many questions to ask you, and we're going to jump right into it. First and foremost, how long have you been doing phone sex?
Well, I have been doing phone sex, or a little bit more specifically, phone domination, since I've been with LDW.
And how long have you been with LDW?
That has been since October of 2011. That's when I left my dungeon mistress friends and found my new home here, so I believe that's about 4.5 years, give or take a couple of months, maybe.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So, if you were to be asked by someone, what would you consider your style to be on the phone, your style of domination?
Well, in a sentence, I'd say my style is definitely a wolf in sheep's clothing. I've always considered myself to be a natural mix of sensual and strict, as even my stricter scenes are brought to life much more vividly with those sexy and sensual details worked in. So, to put it in a nutshell, I'd say I'm about maybe 60% strict and 40% sensual.
Wow, very nice. Thank you. Where at in your home do you take calls?
In my bed. Oh my goodness. My bed is such a comfy, sexy place with soft, warm blankets. I really don't think I could imagine taking my calls anywhere else. I really don't.
Wow, so you're definitely like in that sexy frame of mind when you're answering your phone, aren't you?
Oh, hells yes, I am.
Now, here's something that everybody's going to want to know. Do you have a set schedule?
As of March 2015, I currently do not, but I am hoping to get back to an overnight schedule over the next month or so I will keep everybody updated on that.
Awesome. And do you accept appointments?
Yes, I most certainly do, and I actually love appointments. I can typically take appointments with 24 to 48 hours notice. If you email me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com with appointment in the subject line. Even better, you can also visit my schedule page at kinkadvisor.com to find out more about making appointments with me or how to request me when I'm not around. I mean, who knows? You just might catch me on my way out of the shower, still dripping wet and wearing nothing but a teensy tiny towel.
And they would be so lucky to catch you that way.
For sure.
All right, so how about telling us some of your favorite types of calls to take?
Oh my goodness. I have so many that this might be a long list. To start with, I myself have a severe shoe and stocking fetish, as well as a fetish for vintage lingerie and corsetry. So I adore teasing men with my silky, fully fashioned stockings, or indulging in a trampoline roleplay fantasy with both my single sole and platform stiletto heels. I always love being in control, so being dominant is an incredible rush for me. Teasing and denying a man's orgasms, or feminizing a willing sissy or crossdresser, well, those are always fun times. And other calls that I adore with my submissive masochist, I love indulging my sadistic side with spanking, nipple clamps, candle wax, and many forms of CBT play. Tickling is also a huge fetish of mine, and I particularly consider myself to be an expert with anal training and strap-on play. And last but not least, anyone who knows what a violent wand is and loves electro play as much as I do is certainly on their way to getting into my good graces.
Wow. I bet you just had a lot of men perking up when they heard all that.
Maybe perking up, shockingly so.
Pun intended. Is there any type of calls that you won't take or don't care to take?
Yes, there certainly are. I am a very open-minded mistress, but as a femdom, I like to be on top. It's control and power exchange that keeps me in my happy place. So I don't do submissive calls of any sort because I would make an absolutely terrible submissive. Oh my goodness. I expect to be treated as a lady. So for me, no gang bangs, double penetration, no butt sex for me. I mean, really, if anyone is going to be the butt slut, it's going to be my submissive, right?
Hey, I hear you. I hear you.
And I do enjoy cuckolding calls, but I enjoy them from a dominant standpoint. For me, being a cuckoldress is about my pleasure and my indulgence. So if someone's cuckolding fetish makes me more submissive, I'll either see if they might enjoy a more femdom-oriented fantasy, or I'll recommend them to a mistress friend who I know would adore their fantasy. LDW has so many great ladies that that is never a problem. I really don't do straight up vanilla calls because I often find that vanilla calls tend to put a pretty young thing like me in a more submissive realm, which is not my thing. But with that having been said, I do still enjoy those passionate, sexy vanilla calls with men who know how to treat a lady right. And those calls do get me very hot. I mean, I'm talking fingers running up and down the spine, lots of pleasuring my pussy. Yes, that type of vanilla is sexy as hell.
Nice. Nice. What's one of the craziest things you were ever told on a call?
Oh, wow. Being such a kinky woman myself, I really can't think of anything I consider crazy just because I'm so open-minded, but there was one somewhat crazy instance, though, where a gentleman had called me from a glory hole in the sex toy shop that I bought my last strap-on cock at. That was pretty interesting.
Wow, did that freak you out?
A little bit, but not really, because living in the area that I do with so many suburbs surrounding the city, there are many men who know of so many places that I visited, so I actually found it more interesting than anything else, I think.
Kind of cool that he's in the same place that you were at and that you bought something at. I think that's pretty cool.
And I bet he checked out the same exact kink section too.
No doubt. No doubt. And I bet he went back once he found out that you shop there.
Oh, I think he did.
Awesome. So, do you like doing two mistress calls?
Like is an understatement. I absolutely love two mistress calls. Having a kinky play partner, it can always make things so much more interesting, so why not double the fun?
Hey, I feel the same way. Who are some of the ladies that you enjoy doing two mistress calls with? We all have like our kind of go-to ladies and people that we work closely with. Who are some of the ladies that are your go-to ladies for two mistress calls?
Well, to start with, I would say Goddess Lily, Princess Andy, and Mistress Delia. Goddess Lily is just so much fun on the phone because, much like me, we're both young and we both have that stricter side, and we both love mind fuckery. Now, with Princess Andy, I just think she is so wonderful, kind of like a yin to my yang. Her sensuality is a wonderful change of pace to my somewhat stricter demeanor, something that can really keep a subby on his toes, or a sissy for that matter. It's kind of like that good cop, bad cop sort of vibe. I also adore calls with Mistress Delia because after she and I connected when we were doing the weekly hotspot show on Cock Radio, I got to see just how immensely intelligent and well-rounded of a mistress she is. She knows all the fun toys, all the fun implements, and is also quite the expert who taught me so much about anal training and strap-on play. So you've just gotta love that, and I still want to do a two-mistress call with you one of these days.
Well, there you go. You just threw out the challenge to anybody listening to this. Call Mistress Marilyn and myself for our very first two mistress call together. That'll have them clamoring for the phone. Okay, let's go to like your personal side a little bit. Do you have any hobbies?
Oh my, I have too many. Too
Oh.
many. I love music, especially blues. Blues is my thing. I've been getting back into singing, and I'm hoping to get back to playing my bass over the next year or so. I'm gonna need one with a smaller fretboard just because I'm so petite. Although I'm no longer a competitive figure skater, I still do go skating at least 3 times a week because I just love that freedom of moving however I like in the most beautiful ways, gliding over the ice with that cool breeze against my skin that is just so wonderful. I do love reading, and especially writing, poetry, song lyrics, you name it. And I also adore corsetry and have recently begun waist training. That is a hobby, a fetish, and a lifestyle for me. Since I usually lace in anywhere between 18 to 20 hours a day at least 6 days a week. And that means that I resemble Jessica Rabbit aside from the hair in her awesomely huge rack most of the time these days, so.
Wow. So I guess along that line, those are some of the things that you do when you're not taking calls. What other things do you do besides your hobbies when you're not taking calls?
Well, of course, I love to play with my real-time subbies and lovers in my free time. That is always fun. If I am not doing that, I am researching some of my favorite things, just these random, intriguing obsessions that I get, like weather anomalies, hurricanes, tornadoes, and such, and marine biology, which has always been a huge, huge passion of mine for as long as I can remember. I love orcas and I do continue to study them. And because I adore sharks so much, I actually scored myself a 4-inch-long megalodon tooth. And for those who don't know, that is the biggest, baddest prehistoric shark that ever lived. And I just adore having such a unique relic in my possession. That is so cool.
That is cool.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's go sexy again. What is your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
Ah, easy answer. That is my Laylo Mona G-Spot vibrator. There is a setting that vibrates like a really fast pulse. It feels like a man thrusting inside me, and that sex toy is the only object on this earth that can give me a G-spot orgasm strong enough to literally soak my sheets.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, my. Okay, what's your favorite sex toy to use on a partner or a submissive?
I can't pick just one, but I do have three. Okay. So, first, I'm going to say my flogger is my favorite because it can go very, very sensual with those gentle figure eights or just using the tails to like tickle somebody. And it can also go very, very hardcore when I really put my strength into it. That was actually my history in Taekwondo helped me with the physics with some of the hits of the flogger. So very, very fun. My second favorite, any one of my strap-on cocks. Oh my goodness. I am glad that I am a woman. I love things all feminine, but had I been equipped with a dick, I just have a natural talent with my hips, and I think that's part of why I love using my strap-on cock so much. I just love thrusting into a man or a sissy pussy. Either way, I'm in my happy place. And my third favorite is a violet wand. Much like a flogger, it can go either sensual or strict. You have your rounder like the kind of light bulb attachments that you can screw into it, and those feel like static electricity over the skin that really isn't painful at all. And then you also have your more pointed attachments or even metal attachments, so that can work for a sensual partner who is just really into sensation play, or it can also go very hardcore and very strict for a true masochist. Part of why I love it.
Oh, my. Okay, next question. Have you ever been with a woman sexually?
I actually have. And I gotta say, that was when I discovered that my bi-curious stage was a little bit over. I can't exactly say that I'm bisexual. Anything below the belt, I'm a little like, not really my style. But I will say this. On two mistress calls, even when I invite my mistress friends over to play with a male submissive or a sissy, I have no problem letting her play with my sweet little tits, playing with hers, even kissing on the lips and making out. Those are things I enjoy just because it's sexy. It's such a tease for the submissive in the room to know that we are all over each other having fun, even if it doesn't get quite as dirty and bisexual as I sometimes wish it would. So I'm a little bit odd in that way, but whatever, it's what I
I think it's awesome. What is one of your favorite ways to let loose and just have a good time? Like, you've had a long week, I know you have your hobbies and everything, but what is one surefire way just to let loose?
Ooh. Put on some kick-ass rock music, dress up in my lingerie and my platform heels, sometimes just my underpants, and just really let the hair swing loose. And also, because of my figure skating history, you get two shots of Jack and me, I can still do a complete pirouette on my stripper heels and stay upright. That is just so much fucking fun. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay, here's a good one. Use one and only one word to describe yourself.
Ooh, now I gotta think. I would say enigma.
Really? And why would you say that?
Because I am forever a chameleon who loves to venture into so many different role plays, fetishes, and fantasies. In many ways, my brain is a mystery and a puzzle to so many playmates that I encounter. So even though they do get to know a little bit about me and about my demeanor before we play together, I am always leaving some things up to mystery to continuously keep them on their toes and wanting more.
Okay, if there were just only you and one other man left on the planet, who would you want that one man to be and why?
I know my answer. He's a fictional man, but that still counts.
Sure.
Jax from Sons of Anarchy. Oh my goodness. And why? Because he's rugged, he's sexy, he is one man that I would love to have vanilla sex with and also fuck him up the ass with my strap on with. And I mean, aside from that, the Harley kind of comes with him, right? So I could be having my fun with him with that Harley. Oh my goodness.
Wow. All righty then. How about when you're out and doing like everyday things, running errands and stuff? Do you ever see everyday things and think of them in kinky ways or ways to use them because of what you do for a living?
Oh yes. Oh yes. The last time I walked into a Home Depot, I forgot what it was for. I think it was like for a new thermostat or something. But I'm looking at the rope and these little clips and clamps, and I'm thinking of all different ways that I can use these in such sexy ways. There's times where I remember how I used to be riding the train and my heel would kind of slip off my foot for a minute and I'd be like just trying to put it back. And these days I realize that heel starts to drop off my foot. All I have to do is cross my legs, circle my ankle, and any foot or leg fetishist within the vicinity will immediately have his gaze locked on me. So, oh yes, so many kinky things that I notice in everyday life these days.
Awesome. Okay, what's your favorite food to eat?
Wow. All things cheesy and chocolate. So pizza, mac and cheese, and Lindor truffles.
Okay, what's your favorite drink?
I have two. We're gonna go to the adult alcoholic realm of drinks. I do love my Jack Daniels. I've always been a whiskey girl, but there are some nights where I just like to keep it classy, in which case, that is a purist Tanqueray martini. I only ever do Tanqueray or Bombay Sapphire. That is 75% gin, 25% dry vermouth. I always drain the olives with pimento so the bottom of the drink doesn't turn to saline. And I also request a single drop of lemon juice on the surface of the drink that is not mixed in. Because then, when you take your very first sip of that martini, the first thing that hits your taste buds is a citric acid, which makes your taste buds more perceptible to the flavor of the juniper berries from the gin.
Wow, I did
I
not
made
know that.
Call me a particular lady.
Very. And how about the non-alcohol version? What's your favorite thing to drink?
That would be mixing the Lipton peach iced tea, which is less iced tea and more liquid candy, with this peach mango juice that I've recently started getting. It's healthy. You get your vitamin C, you get a serving of fruit, and it still tastes like liquid candy.
Sounds yummy to me. Okay, if there was one thing on your wish list that you wanted the most, what would it be?
Oh my. For now, I'm gonna say either of the pair of full contrast, fully fashioned stockings that I have the Natalie Diamond heel from Secrets and Lace, and also the Dita Von Teese point heel. So those, the leg is nude with a very nice shimmer. They are both point heel stockings in a respect that have that black heel, seam, and welt. I just think fully fashion, full contrast stockings are so sexy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on a pair and get a pair on my legs.
They sound wonderful. Okay. I want you to rank in order of importance to you the traits that you like the most in your submissive man. Out of these four, respect, loyalty, generosity, or obedience, what do you consider the most important and rank them in order of importance?
The number one most important would be respect. That is a given in any power exchange relationship, as far as I'm concerned. I think the second one would be obedience, because let's face it, to continue a dom and sub relationship, he's going to have to be obedience in order to keep in my good graces. Once he is obedience, then comes loyalty, maintaining that connection that we have together. And generosity would be last because I consider submission to me to be a gift in and of itself. Do not get me wrong, I love being spoiled, but really it's that connection and the gift of self to me as his mistress that I find more than generous enough.
Very nice. Okay, so I asked on the Enchantrix Empire, our adult social networking site, if anybody had questions for the ladies that I'm interviewing. And I have some questions for you. The first one's going to come from Jizzhead, and he actually wants a little bit of advice.
Okay.
So, how do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know.
Oh, I have the perfect answer. All you need to do is convince her. And what is an absolute fact, the tighter the device, the more that cock is going to be struggling to get out of it. The tighter it's going to be, the more tormenting it's going to be when you're starting to get hot, hard, and horny. So the only convincing she really needs is to know that this is going to be so much more tormenting and kinky for you, which I'm sure is going to be miles more pleasing for her.
That's awesome advice.
Thank you.
So now we're on to some questions from Cannibal. And if you know Cannibal, then be afraid, be very afraid. He's actually got five questions here. A couple of them have a few parts. So the first question was, when was the last time you were violent? And then the B to that question, were you in the right? And C, would you do it again?
The last time I was violent? Really?
Yeah.
You know, I would actually say never. I have a way with words that, if I need to, can make someone want to crawl into a hole and forget their mortality for whatever it's worth. So, with BDSM play, I don't consider that to be violence because that would run into the line of abuse. That is always something consensual. So, unfortunately, I've never really been violent. Have I need a man in the nuts? Sure. Would I do it again? Sure. Why? Because he fucking begged for it.
Good answers. What does the phrase "the dark side of the moon" mean to you?
It means that someone needs to take a night chilling out to Pink Floyd.
Okay, number three. Are you frightened of dying?
Actually, no. That itself doesn't really scare me because I'm currently agnostic, so I either believe that when I meet my end, it's either a lack of existence, like the blackness before I was born, or that whatever deity is out there would not be cruel enough. I don't think I'm that terrible of a human being to end up being sent straight to the flames. However, the different, crazy, and somewhat painful ways that I might meet my end, that does frighten me a little bit. So, a heart attack after an incredible orgasm when I'm like over 60 years old or something, or peacefully going in my sleep, that's okay with me.
Okay, number four, and this is a two-parter. Are you worried about going mad or crazy? And have you ever gone mad?
I think I am already off my rocker in some of the most delightful ways. And that is just a part of who I am. Whenever someone has told me, "You're weird," I'm like, "Thank you for the compliment." So, no, I don't really fear going insane. And even if I did, I'd probably just be repeating my witty little lines from Family Guy or singing the Family Guy songs that I have memorized. So, if I were a loony, I'm sure I'd be a thoroughly entertaining one.
I have no doubt of that. Okay, last question from Cannibal. Do you crave or lust for money?
Lust for? No. Crave? Well, yes, because let's face it, money keeps tiramisu in my mouth, keeps a nice roof over my head, gets me my fully fashioned stockings and my vintage lingerie, but I'm Honestly, not too much of a material person. I like pretty shiny things, but I feel I'm more fulfilled by the people and playmates that I have in my life than I am by any material possessions, really.
Awesome. Okay, just a few more questions left, and this is all going to pertain to the links that you have to share with us. So, your blog link we already know is kinkadvisor.com, right?
That's correct.
Are you on Yahoo Messenger?
Yes, I am. On Yahoo Messenger, I am Enchantrix Marilyn.
And are you also on Skype?
I am. On Skype, I am also Enchantrix Marilyn, but currently I only use Skype when I am doing a Skype session. So if you IM me there, you're probably not going to find me, which is why I asked you contact me on Yahoo first.
And how about social media? Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook? Do you use any of those?
Everyone except Facebook. Oh, wait, you said
Oh,
Facebook. Yes. On Enchantrix Empire, you can find me as Marilyn Enchantrix, which is, of course, my favorite social network
yay.
ever. On Twitter, I am Empress Marilyn. And on Tumblr, this is all one word, you can find me as Kinky Cocktease Femdom.
Sweet. Well, Miss Marilyn, I guess that about wraps it up. I want to thank you for taking your time to do this mistress interview with me. Is there anything else you'd like to share with anybody before we end?
Well, I would like to share that I had a delicious time doing this interview with you, Miss Constance. This was an absolute blast, and well, to put it more to the point for you, an absolute fucking blast. If anyone has any follow-up questions, feel free to email me, marilyn@enchantrixempire.com. It might give me something to blog about, something to write about, or even put a little blurb on Enchantrix Empire about, so you never know where or what sexy little answers you might end up finding.
This was an interview with Mistress Marilyn from kinkadvisor.com. And if you would like to speak to Mistress Marilyn one-on-one, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.